So very briefly, I expect, I want to remind you of four things, four purposes that God has for his church that we might dedicate this building rightly. And by the way, that is not being exhaustive in the least. There are many more things that could be said, but four I want to remind you of tonight. First of all, God's purpose for the church is that she gather together. It's a very simple truth, but we must remember it. For example, from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25, you thought I was reading scripture passages to you. But the writer of Hebrews says, "Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." Now, the writer here draws attention to a couple of specific things that the church is to do when she gathers. But you see, fundamentally, the church, to be the church, is to be a people who gathers, who are called out of this world and gather together at his calling, the calling of the Lord, our Lord God Almighty, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. As we gather together, of course, as the writer said there, we are supposed to stir one another up to love. True love constrained by the word of God, informed by the love of Christ dwelling within us. We are to stir one another up to good works, to seek to live in obedience to God's commands, and we are to encourage one another as we see the day, that day when Christ will come with fire to judge all the earth. We are to encourage each other, to spur one another on, to press on in this spiritual life that we have. These are things that we are to do. Other things that we could talk about. As we gather as a church, the Lord would have us to worship him in spirit and in truth. That we would seek to worship him rightly, according to his word, and only through the merits of Christ and by the Spirit dwelling within us. But these are things that we are to do. So again, fundamentally, God's purpose for the church is that she gather. And if we're going to obey him, we need a place to gather. Now, of course, that can be, as I've said to you, under a parachute. It could be in any place. But if we're going to glorify God with this building, let us make sure then that we dedicate it to the meeting together of the saints for all the things that God has called us unto, his worship and the encouragement of one another. Second purpose that God has for his church that I would remind you of this evening, God's purpose for his church is that she would be a pillar and buttress of the truth, proclaiming Christ, who is the mystery of godliness. And this I'm summarizing from 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. The church is to be a pillar, an upholder of the truth. There are other analogies that, of course, that you may be aware of, but the church is to be like a beacon holding forth the light of Christ to this dying world. The Apostle Paul speaks to Timothy in numerous instances in the two letters that he wrote to him about these things. For example, I believe it's in 1 Timothy chapter 4, but here that he reminds Timothy, and by extension the church, to be recipients, that they are to be devoted to the reading of the Word of God, to hearing the exhortation of the Word of God. And in that passage that is well-known and well-loved, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17, the Apostle Paul said this to him, "As for you, Timothy, and by extension to us all, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you've been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." God's purpose for his church, then, is that she would be devoted to his word, to the right proclamation and the right teaching of it, to hear it read straight from his word, that the people of God would listen and receive it in faith and be transformed by the continual renewing of their minds. The church is to be dedicated to these things. And so, if we are to glorify God with the dedication of this building, then let us dedicate this building to be a place where God's word is held up, where his word is read, heard, preached, and taught, and that the mysteries of Christ are revealed. Third purpose that God has for his church that I want to remind you of this evening. Thirdly, God's purpose for his church is that she would observe the sacrament of baptism according to his word. Again, another familiar passage, I trust, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. The resurrected Lord Jesus came to his disciples and he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Praise the Lord. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." So to tell you that the church is to be dedicated to the observation of the sacrament of baptism according to his word means something. That means that the church, therefore, is to be dedicated to the gathering in of disciples, to the gathering in of those who would listen to the Lord Jesus Christ, that would take up the cross and follow him. The church is to be dedicated to bring in those who would submit themselves to him through baptism in the triune name of God. And furthermore, a biblical observation of baptism implies that the disciples are disciplined or discipled. You see, those words are all related. As Jesus put it, that they would learn to observe all that I've commanded you. And the church is to be dedicated to these things, bringing in new disciples, training up those that are already within her midst. So if we as a church are to glorify God with the dedication of this building, again, I say to you, then let us dedicate it to the gathering in of disciples of Jesus Christ, where they are lovingly disciplined and learn to observe all that our Savior has commanded us. And fourthly, and lastly, God's purpose for the church, as I am reminding you of this evening, is that she would observe the sacrament of the Lord's Supper according to his word. The Lord Jesus, in numerous instances, as we have it recorded, rather, it's in numerous places is what I mean to say, in the scriptures, we have Jesus saying, do this in remembrance of me. And therefore, we obey him and seek to do it according to his word. But so too, the Lord's Supper means something. And this is a rich concept, and I'm only going to highlight one basic idea with two things under it. The Lord's Supper, among other things, emphasizes fellowship in two ways. First of all, the Lord's Supper emphasizes fellowship with Christ. Said this to our congregation this morning, so I'm being redundant. But I think of David's words in Psalm 23, and it applies to the table of the Lord. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. We dwell in the midst of a world that is hostile to the Lord Jesus. And in the midst of our enemies, the world, our own flesh, and the devil, the Lord Jesus prepares this table that we might come and dine with him as we anticipate when we shall sit with him in glory. So this Lord's Supper emphasizes fellowship first of all with Christ himself. And as the one hymn that we sing says, in glory, Christ will gird himself and will serve us with holy men all around. But secondly, I trust you know where I'm going with this, the Lord's Supper also emphasizes fellowship with one another. God's purpose for his church is in part, among all these other things that I've said, is that she would break bread together, is the shorthand version from the Word of God. That she would, as other places say, Paul says in Galatians, bear one another's burdens. That she would weep with those who weep. That she would rejoice with those who rejoice. That those burdens would be mutually borne together as we press on as the people of God in this world. The church is to be dedicated to fellowship, not only with Christ, but in Christ with one another. And it is to be a thing of great rejoicing. And the world is to be able to look in at us and say that there is a God in Zion. They know that we have a God because of the way that we love one another. These are things, among others, that the church is to be dedicated to. So if we are to glorify God, if we, the church, are to glorify God by the dedication of a building that will one day pass away, then let us be sure that we dedicate this building to the fellowship of the saints with Christ himself and with one another. And with these brief reminders, I would like to lead us in a prayer of dedication. I'm going to reflect these truths that we have heard. I ask that you would simply join your hearts with me as I lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many truths that you have reminded us of this evening. And I pray that you would have accompanied your word by the power of your Spirit, and that it would not return void for any of us. We thank you, Lord, for establishing your church throughout the ages and for establishing us as a part of that great true church. We thank you for the work of Jesus Christ, and that even though we were dead, you by your grace have made us alive together with him. Please encourage us as we are reminded that we shall one day join the saints who now dwell in high and have found their home with you. Encourage us as we look to them, the happy ones, the holy ones, knowing that by your grace, we too shall be with them. We are thankful that you meet with us here on earth. And we thank you for your grace to establish us and to continue to sustain us as a congregation. We thank you in particular for your wonderful providence at bringing us to this place. Lord, I confess on behalf of this people that you have done this. And while we're thankful for all involved, Lord, we know that ultimately it is you. And to you, all glory and praise and thanksgiving is due. As we give you thanks for this place, I ask that you would help us to continue to be so heavenly minded that we might be of some earthly good. And in light of these things, Father, we seek to dedicate this building to your most holy spiritual purposes. Father, we pray and we dedicate this building to you to be a meeting place for the saints. We ask that you would make it such that this place is a place where you are worshiped in spirit and in truth, that the profound mysteries of the gospel would echo in these halls, and that those who gather would come to you with clean hands and pure hearts through Jesus Christ. We dedicate this building to you to be a place where your word is read and preached and taught and heard. We desire for this building to be a place where the truth is upheld and the mysteries of the gospel are revealed and proclaimed as your Spirit goes forth to conquer sinners and to comfort saints. We pray that only the truth would be proclaimed here, that by your grace, the lips of your servants would all be constrained. We dedicate this building to be a place for the gathering in of new disciples of Christ. We dedicate this building to be a place where the spiritually sick may find healing in Jesus, where the captives may find freedom in him, where those who were once blind may be able to sing, "Now I see," where the weary and the heavy laden would take up the burden of Christ and find that it is light and easy, where those who are weary would find rest in him alone, where those who mourn would be comforted. We dedicate this building to be a place where the hungry and the thirsty would find satisfaction in the righteousness of Christ alone, and where the sinner may be justified by your grace through faith in Jesus Christ as they hear the words of life. We pray that this building would be a place where your disciples receive your loving discipline and where all of us together are built up in him and learn to observe all that he has commanded us. We pray, Lord, and dedicate this building to be a place where saints fellowship both with Christ and with one another. Let this be a place where burdens are shared and where tears are shed together and where joys are mutually enjoyed. I pray that this would be a place where Christ truly meets with us as we gather in his name. Help us, Lord, to use this place for your right worship, and may we enjoy more fully fellowship with our Lord. May this be a place where there is true fellowship, where what we share and hold in common together is our Savior and our Lord as we live in the bonds of Christian love. Father, we dedicate this building to your most holy purposes. Help us by your grace to use it to those ends, that we might build on the true foundation, which is Christ. Be glorified, O Lord. Send forth your name. Bring honor to it, and use us to that end in this place. We pray all these things to you in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite you now to